before I start this episode, I would like to say congratulations to LeBron James. Good work, guys. You did it. And I do sincerely mean that. Anyways, here's what I'd like to... Today's episode is called Sad Fan Bases. That's what we're going to go with. This is going to be mostly a college football-centric episode. I just wanted to get the Lakers thing out of the way because that was a pretty big story. Hockey, there were some big free agency moves that maybe we'll discuss at a later time, but this episode's going to be mostly college football related. There are some very sad fan bases right now in the NCAA. There's been some teams who have had a few really tough shakes. So now I will quickly talk about some sad fan bases. Number one, Texas. Texas Longhorns, your season is done, and it is really sad because this might have been the year. If Texas was supposed to be a thing, this is when you guys were supposed to be a thing. You had Sam Ehlinger, you had what I thought was a decent defense, and you seemed to have some good offensive tools, and Tom Herman, your head coach, was putting pieces together and recruiting very well. But now if you're a Texas fan, what you truly believe. Is Tom Herman the guy? Because he can recruit pretty good, but he can't put, I guess, the finishing touches to a season. Or there's something he's missing. Maybe he needs to go and get a new coordinator. Maybe he needs to shake things up with the offense. But losing to Texas Christian University, an amazing school, but not one the Longhorns can lose at. Let me put it this way, guys. So a lot of people don't understand this if you don't watch college football. College football is a sport that favors the top. The bottom don't get any help. The top get all the help. In college football, if you cannot, and I repeat, if you cannot win and you're a top school like Texas, Texas every year needs to be looking playoff. And I do mean that. Alabama never takes anything less of a playoff as a success. I can assure you LSU doesn't. I can assure you Oregon doesn't. I can assure you Clemson does not. The top programs, well, USC wishes they could, but USC's kind of fallen too far to even care. College football is a sport where the best is rewarded, and the weak teams don't get it rewarded. It's a very unfair sport in that sense, unlike the NFL. So Texas fans, you have a right to be disappointed in your team, and you have a right to call for a new head coach. But I would ask you a question. Who right now could do better than Tom Herman? Tom Herman is recruiting really well. He knows the state of Texas obviously well because he won at Houston. What is it he's not doing at Texas? Is it maybe something behind the scenes? These are all tough questions. But then besides losing to Texas Christian, which is a very good team by the way, but you're the Longhorns, you need to win that game. And you just can't. You can't beat Texas Christian. You never could, though. At least as of late. Maybe last 5 years. I think you've won once. Then you go into Oklahoma against a wounded Oklahoma team. Just to emphasize the wounded part. This is an Oklahoma team that has been pathetic this year. They lost to Iowa State. Which, granted, is a pretty good team. Well, I guess they're all right. And they also lost to Kansas State. You've lost to two teams, and if you're Oklahoma, you're in the same boat as Texas. You don't lose to those teams. Not because they're not good, but because you're Oklahoma. You're a brand. You're a team that has a lot of weight to its name. So, goodness, I don't even know where to start here. I lost my train of thought completely. You're Oklahoma, you win. But you go into this Red River shootout game as Oklahoma with nothing to really gain. If you win this game, you're back on the right track, but you're probably not going to win the Big 12. Texas had everything to lose, in my personal opinion, because Texas, although they lost to TCU, if they won the rest of their schedules games, they would probably be in the playoff. Probably. But they couldn't play defense. They couldn't get it done. And I genuinely don't know if Tom Herman is going to keep his job. Let's keep going down the list, though, of teams. LSU. LSU is a team I don't want to... If you're an LSU fan, I got to say, I feel so bad for you. In the sense that you won a national championship, and now you're having a down year. That was sarcasm, by the way. I don't actually feel bad for LSU. But LSU, you lost so much. Take this as a rebuild year. No one's getting fired in that organization, and no one should be. LSU's going to be really good next year. Everyone chill. Sorry, that segment was a little bit of sarcasm. Went off the rails a little bit, actually. What I really wanted to say was Mississippi State. That was the team I actually meant. I said LSU just as kind of a joke. Mississippi State is a team that's fan base, I think, just got absolutely dropped by... I don't even know how to word it. It was like someone handed them a check of $1 million, their fan base, and just snatched it away before they had a chance to grab it. Without any warning, even. Mississippi State in the air raid went from people like me, idiots like me, saying maybe they could compete and maybe they could contend, to all of a sudden being, how bad is LSU and how awful is Mississippi State? And I hate to say that because the air raid, well, in the air raid, if you can't score, you're not going to play good defense. It just historically has never happened. So, I mean, look at Cliff Kingsbury. He lost more games in college than he won. Although Mike Leach, some would say, is like the father of air raid, or one of them. Mississippi State has been a big letdown. Alabama's defense was also a letdown, allowing that many points to Ole Miss and turning that game into a shootout game. What the heck was that? And Ole Miss didn't even play defense. I'm going to tell you an insane stat that I heard from 24/7 Sports that they were talking about on their shows. If I was on the field against Alabama, just me, and Alabama was playing against thin air and me, they would have only been able to get 41 more yards than they possibly got that game. So what I'm saying is, the offensive yards they had, Ole Miss only stopped them for 42 yards. You know how absurd that is? If I was on the field, I would have only have given up 41 more yards. That's insane. Ole Miss, you need to learn how to play defense. But then again, no one's really playing defense these days, I guess. You know who might be the big winner, though, in all this? Clemson and Ohio State. Clemson absolutely crushes the next team I want to say is a sad fan base probably right now, Miami. Miami, I think, was all ready to take the next step and then just gets massacred by Clemson. Clemson actually toyed with them, I think, and made them look like a joke. Miami came in that game with swagger because the U invented swag and they got absolutely crapped on. Clemson's a beast. I don't need to tell you that. You already know. But Clemson just made them look so much stupider. My goodness. Clemson and Ohio State, though, so far this season are the two winners at the moment because Ohio State hasn't played yet, and they're probably looking at everybody like, Bama's given up 48 points to Ole Miss. We can easily put up probably 70 on them. Clemson's probably like, oh my God, we can win a title this year, no problem, if this is what Alabama's going to be like. But we're going to find out more this week because this is the biggest game of probably the whole season, which is Georgia-Alabama. Number 2, Alabama versus number 3, Georgia. Nick Saban's not there, so Steve Sarkisian's got to take the lead here. One of these fan bases is going to be very sad. I think it's going to be Georgia's. Georgia's probably got the best defense in the country. Alabama's probably got the best offense, besides maybe Ohio State or Clemson. This game, I'm going to give you a prediction, and it could be wrong. I think Alabama wins this game 37-21. I might be wrong. Georgia might put up more. But I think Staden Bennett, I think that's how you say his name. I might be wrong. I think he's going to get exposed by Alabama, and Alabama's going to crush them. So, wait, did I say 37? No, let's make that a better number. Official prediction, everybody, okay? As of 9:42 so far in the show. Prediction. Alabama... I'm going to give them... Okay, they're going to score 35. I think they get 5 touchdowns. I meant to say 38. We're going to go 38 for Bama. And we're going to go 24 for Georgia. 38-24, Alabama over Georgia. That's going to be the final prediction. Bama's winning this game. Another sad fan base, South Carolina. We're pathetic. We're absolutely pathetic. And we beat Vanderbilt, but to tell you the truth, I think probably high schools in Nashville could probably compete with Vanderbilt. So I'm not even going to act like that's a great win. This year, South Carolina, sorry, not this year, this week, South Carolina plays Auburn, and I genuinely think that this is a home run for South Carolina. If we can't win this game, genuinely, I don't know how much more interest I'm going to have in this team for the rest of the year, because we're pretty pathetic, but Auburn's ripe for the taking right now. They don't play good. This is a must-win game. Anyone says this isn't a must-win game, I humbly disagree. I think I've ranted enough. I think that's enough. Listen to 3rd and 10 with me, Ryan, and Liam. That's the name of our show, 3rd and 10. We have a Facebook page. Like it up. If you're one of these sad fan bases, Texas, Oklahoma, South Carolina, either Alabama or Georgia, whoever loses, is probably going to be a sad fan base, because whoever loses is going to realize their team's not nearly at the top, which I think is going to be Georgia. They're going to kind of get exposed. They might still make the playoff, but they're definitely getting exposed. And there's probably going to even be a rematch at some point, but even Mississippi State and their sad fan base. If you're an Ohio State fan or a Clemson fan, I envy you. You're having a good time right now. You foresee good things. Heck, maybe even Oregon when they start up. Maybe Oregon will have something good to say. Who knows? Also, I want to say one more thing. Let's go Air Force Falcons when Mountain West starts. They're my team in the Mountain West. I think they got the season. They had more practice than everybody. Air Force is probably taking it. Boise State's taking a step down. This has just been kind of a random sort of ramble by me. Thanks for listening, though, eh? I hope you have a good day, and thanks for listening. You just listened to Benchwarmers Club Sports and Entertainment Podcast. Thank you for listening, and we hope you listen again. Until then, God bless, praise Christ, and thank you for listening to the show.